This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note Saturday when asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said that we look forward to them making progress, but we'll see what happens. The Taliban swiftly captured territory in weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and are threatening a number of provincial capitals. Advances that all come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Thousands of people took to the streets in Paris to protest the implementation of health passes that will be debated in the French Senate. Several protests took place simultaneously in the French capital, with the Yellow Vest movement organizing three marches and with the far-right movement organizing a gathering and speeches near the Eiffel Tower. Public anger at a government measure to curb the spread of COVID-19, which some people say are attacks on their liberty, has given the infamous Yellow Vest that 2 years ago challenged President Emmanuel Macron's rule fresh momentum. French anti-riot police fire tear gas. Scuffles broke out in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Saturday as protesters demanded the impeachment of the far-right president Jair Bolsonaro, whose popularity has fallen in recent weeks. Demonstrators and police faced off in the city after night fell, with smoke rising from tear gas canisters and flashbangs exploding. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.